Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Will Americans who exercise most feel best about their appearance, says a new Gallup poll. How do you feel about your appearance? Do you have good self-confidence, good self-esteem? Well, our guest is here to help you develop that self-esteem in just 30 minutes a day. My guest is Dr. John Higgins. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member of ACSM and certainly a fan favorite here on Train Your Body.
Well,
welcome
thank you,
to
Melanie.
The show, Dr. Higgins. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Now tell us about
pleasure.
This new Gallup poll.
The new Gallup poll looked at how many days per week someone was exercising, and then they asked them a series of questions about how well they felt about themselves. You know, and for example, I always feel good about my physical appearance was one of the prominent questions. And what they found, Melanie, on the study was that people that were exercising every day of the week, doing some sort of exercise, their responses came back 70% as feeling really great about the way they look, whereas people that were doing only, you know, one day a week, or 0 days a week, you know, 50% or less of them had that same response. So it looks like, and it was a graded scale, too. When we looked at the scale, you know, of the Gallup poll, 1, 2, 3, 4, the more days a week you did, the better you felt about it yourself.
Well, that's amazing, and people don't think that it can happen for them or happen that quickly. You feel better about yourself because you are in better shape, because you look better. How long do you think it takes to notice that change? If you're going to start walking 30 minutes a day, Dr. Higgins, and you are a sports cardiologist, this is your gig right here. So how long do you think it takes somebody to notice that?
I think you can start seeing the actual mental and the psychological effects of exercise immediately, Melanie. You know, within days, basically days of them exercising. Because we know when you exercise, even though your weight may not have changed at that point in time, you actually feel better. You feel more like you have more energy. You know, you boost your energy. You're feeling great. You get this emotional lift because you're often out there exercising. You'll often bump into other people who are exercising too. You actually, it'll reduce your anxiety. You'll sleep better. If you exercise today, you're going to sleep better tonight. And it also can be a lot of fun. So there's a lot of other positive spin-offs of exercise. And there are the immediate effects, which will actually happen if you go out and do about 30 minutes of moderate exercise today, like going for a walk. You will actually have those benefits. You'll see them straight away. Now, over time, over the weeks and months, you are actually going to have those physical changes, those beneficial changes that occur with exercise, like having a leaner body, having better muscle tone, better muscle strength, better cardiovascular health with actual, you know, your heart is beating better now, it's more efficient, your cardiovascular system is doing great, and you feel a lot better about yourself in general.
You know what I find interesting, Dr. Higgins, is that, you know, as you get older, you realize the benefits of exercise in, you know, your physiological self and your physical abilities and the quality of your life. But the younger people, you're appealing to vanity, and they exercise to look better. They exercise because, just like this Gallup poll says, their appearance gets better and they feel better about their appearance. So in a way, you're sort of appealing to the vanity of people with this kind of a statement saying that you feel best about your appearance. It's kind of discounting all of the actual benefits that come from exercise and just putting them into appearance, but whatever works, correct?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, Melanie. And you know, the study did find that when they actually looked at people of different weights, you know, they actually found that, of course, you know, those who were of the ideal normal weight, you know, they tended to be those people that were scoring higher numbers on the scale, whereas those people that were overweight or really significantly underweight and that unhealthy underweight, they actually didn't score as well. So I think it was the great thing about this study that you mentioned, Melanie, is that younger people who are maybe not as interested right now about, you know, cardiovascular health and what the things that they're going to be dealing with, you know, when they're in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, the thought that, okay, if I'm exercising, I'm going to look better. You know, that I think is a great take-home message of this study. And it's not only that they actually feel better, you know, so when they look in the mirror, their cognition, you know, changes, you know, that they actually feel that what they're seeing in the mirror is better, you know, if they're exercising. But actually, exercise physically changes their appearance as well, you know, over time and also in the short term. So, for example, people that exercise regularly, they have better skin. You know, their skin glows, it's more radiant, they have less wrinkles, they actually have less spots that develop on their skin. So it's actually, as well as, of course, you know, the muscle toning and less cellulite and all of those other things. So it's actually a really, really neat way to get younger people, I think, who are very interested in you know, how, you know, they're dating, they're going to be out, you know, their peer pressure, you know, and what people say they think of them, you know, how they look is really important. I think this is awesome if we can get more of those people out there based on the fact that they are going to believe that if they exercise, they're going to feel better and their friends are going to say, hey, you look better.
Well, sure, and as you look better and feel better, then you tend to make other changes, you know, so you'll start eating healthier, maybe quit smoking, maybe get your hair cut and dyed, and however, you know, you just tend to make these other changes that make you feel better as a whole. And one other thing, Dr. Higgins, I want to point out, because based on what you're saying, I've kind of used this with my 14-year-old son, and to get our kids active and to get our kids exercising, appealing to appearance. And I say, well, Clayton, yeah, you're looking so much stronger since you did those chin-ups, or so much stronger since you've done your push-ups today. And he'll, really, really? I'm going to go do a few more. And so really, it's a great way to get your kids even involved in activity. So in just the last minute, kind of wrap up this whole Gallup poll for us and your best advice for increasing your self-confidence and self-esteem with exercise.
I think, Melanie, if people out there are wanting to know, you know, what is the best secret way for them to feel better about themselves, you know, have better self-image, self-confidence, actually do better, you know, with their work, you know, find themselves more attractive to other people, you know, particularly of the opposite sex, you know, feel more toned, buff about themselves, then I think that secret is daily exercise. And the other thing I think that is important for people to realize is that there are short-term, hours, and long-term, you know, days to weeks to months benefits of exercising. So doing something, I mean, if I told you I had a magic pill that you could take, you know, and that would make you feel better, achieve more, do better, I mean, you'd be wanting to swallow that pill every day. So, right, Melanie? So I think this is the exercise pill is that magic pill that will help both young people and old people feel better about themselves and actually in the long run live healthier, more be more alive, and do things and really achieve and have a memorable life.
Well, the perfect prescription written for you personally by Dr. John Higgins, sports cardiologist, is, and for your appearance and for your overall physical health, just 30 minutes a day of exercise, of walking. And the Gallup poll has shown that it does help people feel better about their appearance. So if you want to boost your self-confidence and self-esteem right now today, go out and take a walk. That's our advice from Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.